1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm Margaret Gray, and for the next hour, we'll be talking Olympics and what our athletes can do to not draw too much attention to themselves and hopefully save their own lives, the lives of their countrymen, and certainly the future of our country. The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Foamy from Gillette, one of the top shave creams of all time, and by Goodyear Tires, where the rubber meets the road.
Thank you, Margaret. And this is the Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray does join us. You'll be off to the Olympics soon, right?
We're going to be leaving, Phil. Actually, there are two press junkets that are leaving next month, the earliest, and we'll be with those because I want to be in the country and I really want to absorb the sights and the sounds of Athens, one of the classic European cities. Certainly, it can be argued that Athens is the capital of the world and the home base for ancient democracy that we've modeled ourselves on.
American athletes have been asked to tone it down. That was the headline today. With a public image already damaged by the war in Iraq, this is the press report from your syndicate, See Them Syndicate, and the growing crisis over the abuse of prisoners by U.S. forces in the prison. American sports officials have advised athletes to curb their victory celebrations in Athens. You concur with that?
Phil, I do. I'm in a very fortunate position. I'm not just a news reporter, I'm a news commentator, and I will be filing a series of observational reports from Athens about this. I spoke with Pierre Gigi of the International Olympic Committee. He recommended, and I'm in full accord, that the United States, whenever possible, that our athletes show a certain level of demurring, a certain level of humility. We don't want our young people being targeted as hostages or as terrorist victims. The important thing here, I think, is to save lives.
What did Mr. Gigi recommend with regard to the United States when our athletes are coming into the stadium there in Athens? Traditionally, the American flag has never dipped for the head of state of another country.
That is correct. That is a lot of people think that's a good thing. I've always felt it was rather arrogant of us to come into an Olympic stadium, and while all the other nations dip their flag for the head of state of the host country, America has not. I think those days are over. I think we had better get with the program, and when we bring our athletes into the Athens stadium, that American flag had better dip. Otherwise, what we're basically saying is, hello, we're American athletes. Would you please kill us? Because
oh, come on, Margaret. That is what you're engaging in an extreme kind of viewpoint. I mean,
Phil, do you know how the world feels about us right now? Are you aware? I have friends not only in Greece, but I have friends in Italy and Spain, and I have been in email contact with. The world hates us. They are disgusted with us on levels that are unprecedented. The American athletes, when they perform in Athens during the 2004 Summer Games, need to enter that stadium with a level of humility. Now, we have recommended to Mr. Gigi, as well as other members of the IOC, that a lot of trouble can be avoided if the American athletes enter the stadium with their heads down.
I saw some of the recommendations. Heads down, hands behind their back. The word contrition is used.
Showing a level of contrition, yes.
Contrition means sorrow. Sorrow at what?
I think our athletes are in a wonderful position, Phil, to show how sorry we all are as Americans that we have created this environment internationally.
We've created an environment in that, you know, we invaded Iraq.
Look, Phil, I don't want to argue the politics with you.
Well, you're right. I don't either. I wanted to just get to the specifics. But for American athletes to come into a stadium with their heads down, their hands behind their back, and for our flag to dip, which it's never done before.
Well, that flag had better come down in respect to the head of state of Greece, because we're in no position to show any kind of arrogant superiority. The red, white, and blue that we have traditionally worn, the International Olympic Committee would like us to go to something that is khaki or something that is more unicolor. And
so we can't show our colors at all?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying the Olympic uniform should be a little bit more neutral. Mr. Jigi, and I'm in full accord, has also some other recommendations. I don't know if you want to go through them.
Well, I'll give our phone number out. Margaret Gray is with us, and we're talking about something that actually disturbs me greatly. We're talking about Americans at the Olympics. It has been recommended that Americans, the U.S. Olympic Committee has recommended American athletes tone down victory celebrations. Ms. Gray is on tonight to talk about some recommendations that she's made to the IOC and that the IOC might take up, that the American athletes walk into the stadium with their heads down, hands behind their back. We do not dip our flag. I don't know if you're aware of this, folks, but traditionally the American flag is never dipped for any leader of any foreign country. It's just it's a traditional thing that we've done in our country because it reaffirms or reasserts our independence from the old way of doing things. For an American flag to be dipped at the Olympics would be a first.
I don't think you should make it that dramatic. I really don't.
All right, well, let me give the number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The number here on the Phil Hendry Show. The approach here, it seems as if it's an approach of guilt.
No, not at all. We have a very unique opportunity this summer at the Olympic Games to get the world to forgive us for what we have done and what we've become. You've got to understand something, Phil. For 200 years, we've walked around this world as if we are a very special country, but we run around telling everybody about it. And we've got 200 years to catch up and ask the world's forgiveness.
And you're not serious, are you, for 200 years?
But you have to understand, Iraq is the culmination of so much of this.
And why is all of this necessary? I mean,
you need to understand the United States is a dirty word in many parts of Europe.
Why are we even sending athletes then? Why don't we just keep our athletes home?
Phil, let me tell you a little story about living in the world as opposed to just living in the United States.
Well, Ms. Gray, I haven't lived overseas. I've traveled extensively throughout this world. I've been to Asia. I've been to Europe. I've been to the subcontinent of India. I've seen personally how people admire Americans.
Phil, we are a filthy word right now. I have a great many friends in Italy, Spain, as well as Greece, and they've told me, Margaret, the name United States, you might as well be saying Mother F. Now,
you're kidding me. This is
because of your Mr. Bush and his little adventure in Iraq.
It's gotten that bad internationally whereby we need to do this.
The American people know that they have been wrong, and they know. The American people know, and the athletes know, that on some level they need to do some kind of penance. Where is a better place to show your contrition than on the international stage of the Olympic Games?
Well, all of this has the effect to me of saying, of admitting some wrongdoing. And what is the wrongdoing? That we went into Iraq? Is that what it is? That
we, Phil, go into Iraq, and yes, let me be the first to say I'm very happy that Saddam Hussein is gone. But
see, that's, there you go, right there. That's what makes me angry.
Oh, you're going to give your little speech now?
No, I'm not going to give my speech. But you people would like to say, oh, well, let me just say that I'm glad Saddam Hussein's gone, but... And then you go on to how it's a bad thing, and how it...
It was a very, very criminal act to go into the free and independent country of Iraq and to brutalize those...
How have we brutalized? You're talking about those Abu Ghraib prisoners?
Yes, I'm talking about that. I understand that a lot of them may be Al-Qaeda, but you don't treat people like that. You just don't.
But I'll tell you something right now. If any of those guys are Al-Qaeda, I think what happened to them was an absolute, was a blessing for them. It's like going to a kid's birthday party.
Well, I can imagine, you know, these are very provocative and menacing times, Phil. And we do a lot of provocative and menacing things. We gloat from the victory stand. I just think that what we're doing, especially when we go to the Olympics and we win these events, and then we stand on the Olympic stand and we shove it right into the face of the world, hello, we're America. How do you like me now, as my kid says? And we play the Star Spangled Banner, which is an obscene and foul thing in the ears of most people of this world. To hear that...
Well, you know something, I happen to like to hear that banner when our athletes win.
Well, you may happen to like it. You're in America. It's like I'm talking to myself.
Margaret, the International Games of the Olympics were supposed to be a politics-free, arena where athletes can join in friendly competition. They got politicized somewhere along the way, notably by the Arab terrorists in 1972.
There you go again. You cannot allow that the United States is the main criminal in this world right now.
The United States didn't take Jewish athletes hostage in 72. Arabs did. The United States, it was the Soviet Union that pulled out of the Olympics in 1980 because they didn't like the fact that we, you know, or no, we pulled out of the Olympics in 1980. They pulled out in 84.
Aha, I got you there, didn't I?
All right, so we did too. But by God, we're not taking hostages.
Phil, this is...
You are asking American athletes to decline medals that they win.
It affords the world an opportunity to avoid seeing America gloating on the victory stand, yes.
So if a kid wins the gold medal in swimming or whatever, he doesn't get it?
It's contributed back to the Olympic movement, yes.
All right, let me take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. Will you turn that down, please? Turn it down, please. I'm talking with Margaret Gray. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And we are talking about the American athletes who have been asked to tone it down. Tone it down in Athens. Ms. Gray feels that that includes... And the IOC is considering this. Are athletes walking into the stadium with their heads down, their hands behind their back, wearing khaki sweatsuits, and not dipping the American flag, or dipping the American flag, which has never been done. Additionally, not showing up on the victory stand if we win any medals. Why even go? Why even go? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Whore. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're talking with Margaret Gray. The Olympics this summer, Athens, Greece, American athletes have been asked to tone it down. I'm not sure I know what that means, Margaret, but you've given us examples of... Can we have that music down? As a matter of fact, I would like to tell my engineer, I don't want to hear that.
Phil, if I could jump in and say this is not an occasion to feel badly. This is an occasion to celebrate. We are going to try to keep Americans from becoming targets of terrorism and hostages. Don't make a spectacle of yourself. Don't tell people you're an American unless they're asking you. The usual thing. So this is a personal thing for me. There was a time when Frank and I were able to go just about anywhere in Europe. We've got friends in France. We have friends in Great Britain. Prince Rainier of Monaco and Grace Kelly both entertained my husband and I at a cocktail reception 15 years ago. That was one of the highlights of my life. And I'll tell you that to all of a sudden be in Europe and having people looking at me and giving me that look, like at one time we might have been your friend, Margaret, but you come from that country which clearly has ties to a Nazi past that is...
I reject that out of hand. That's the kind of stupid thinking that has become prevalent in our country of a generation of people that know nothing about history that just accept every hyperbole, every Michael Moore-ism.
Now we see. Michael Moore is the problem, isn't he?
No. It's just this whole manufacturing of facts, this whole manufacturing of a history that never happened. Here is Janice, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead.
Hi. My comment is that I find it insulting that we should not be allowed to honor our country, is what you're saying, because I'm a competitive athlete for a Division I school right now, and if I stood down when accepting an award, it would be insulting to me, my teammates, and every other team at the event that I was at.
Janice, you won. You won the event. You know it. Your public knows it. Your friends know it. Why shove it right into the face? It's almost as if, and I hate to say this, it's almost as if you take your sweaty rear end after a race and stick it right out into their noses. And I think that...
You don't even know she's a... Are you a runner, Janice?
No, I row. Well, I'm a crew.
Why do you want to take an unbathed and sweating armpit and take the nose of the international community and make them smell it.
That's not what you're doing.
Oh my God.
What you're doing is...
I think it is. I really do. I really do.
You're acknowledging your achievement and all of your dedication, hard work, and persistence in your event and
darling,
in your heart and love and determination.
Yes, of course, darling, but don't you feel you're lucky, damn lucky, just to be getting paid to row a boat?
Yes, I do, and
all
that's
right,
another
I
reason why
well,
I need to honor my sport and my team.
Were you insulting her?
No, I'm not insulting.
Well, what do you mean, lucky to get paid to row a boat?
Well, my God, Phil, we haven't rowed boats in over 100 years. And she's getting, she knows what I'm saying, don't you, darling? It's a ridiculous,
to an extent, but I still need to honor my
it's a ridiculous
what it's been done.
It's a ridiculous sport. You couldn't get flies to go and watch it, but at the Olympics...
Are you kidding me?
Well, you know it. You're not getting Super Bowl crowds.
All right, look, I think you made your point very well, Janice. Honoring your teammates, honoring your country. Judy, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
You know, I just don't even know what rock this woman crawled out of.
I beg your pardon.
You crawled out from under a rock, lady. I've listened to your garbage for the last 20 minutes. Now, I'm going to tell you something about the real world out here.
I have friends in Europe. Why don't you tell me
how many friends you have. Now, why don't you shut up? You spouted your garbage for the last 20 minutes. Now, I'm going to clue you in as to the real world, okay? I'm a 50-year-old woman. I was stationed in Germany for a year. Nobody looked bad on me. You know why they did? Because we protected them. We have protected a quarter or a third of this world. I spent 3 weeks in Egypt.
Why don't you shut up and listen to someone else? Well, I
you
won't
just
want to
listen to your own left-wing,
well,
hate America.
Oh, my God. And to have you tell me to shut up, I find that very untoward.
Let the lady finish saying... that you would dare interrupt me. It's not your program. It's his program. He's letting me speak.
I want the lady
who's calling in to speak.
I'm a guest
also.
No, you're a caller. I'm a guest.
Look, I want Judy to talk, then you may respond, Ms. Gray, if it's all the same to you. I want to get my callers and my guests.
Well, I have never been treated like this before.
Oh, come on, will you? Let the lady say what she's going to say.
I don't think she's never been treated this way before, because with her anti-American garbage, I listened to her in the beginning, and when she stepped out with this, your little Bush, that told me right then and right there what her agenda is. And when you mentioned Michael Moore, she turned around, so I know where she stands. This is all political. This is hate Bush, hate America, hate war. And I'll tell you something.
You know, I find it interesting that you got along with Germans.
Do not interrupt me.
Not too long ago, Germans had the same mindset.
You are so rude. You don't listen to anyone. You just want to hear your own mouth and your own garbage.
Let her finish.
I think she's very rude to me. Well, I would be rude to somebody, but as Dr. Laura says, I don't need to be kind to someone who's being rude to me
I happen to know Laura Schlesinger, and she would never say anything like that. I don't think she would keep company with a woman like you.
She wouldn't keep
company with you.
Anti-American garbage that you're putting out here.
Judy,
you
please.
You are no American.
I'm going to give Judy 30 seconds to say what she wants to say. Go ahead, Judy.
Okay.
Are you telling me you're going to put me on hold?
Yes, I'm putting you on hold. Go ahead, Judy.
Thank you. Okay, I will get to the point about the Olympics. And my point is that we should not go with our hands behind our back. We should not go with our heads held down. That is a sign of being ashamed of what we're doing. And we have nothing to be ashamed for. And I'll tell you what, I'll give her the name and phone number of the Iraqi people that bought my parents' house 15 years ago who are still missing and cannot find their uncles and their brothers because they disappeared. So you tell me, when those people over there are getting schools, roads, homes, a life, that they're not being tortured, and don't start on this torture stuff, because torture by the stuff that they did is no means torture. Because I'll tell you what, you ask any Iraqi which person they'd rather have to be tortured, Saddam or those Americans, and they'll tell you.
All right. Margaret, your response?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to
her. Well, there you go. You didn't even give that woman the benefit of listening? Well, the rest of the country heard you, Judy. Thank you very much.
Thank you kindly.
Pretty rude, Margaret. You're not
I was getting a 3-pound box of C's, if you must know.
Well, what are you doing that for?
None of your business.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
According to Margaret Gray, the International Olympic Committee wants our athletes to come into the Olympic Stadium this summer, heads bowed, hands behind our backs, showing some contrition, and that the American flag, for the first time in the history of the Olympic movement, would dip or would be lowered in front of the head of state of Greece, the first time in the history of the Olympic movement that any American flag was lowered in front of any head of state. And that includes Adolf Hitler. That when our athletes marched in front of him, the flag wasn't lowered. This is disturbing to me. I guess you can call me an old school American, Margaret. I was raised in a sort of an old school way. There are traditions that we don't abandon. And I would rather our athletes not go. And
well, that's the thing. It's destructive thinking, Phil.
I would rather our athletes not go than bow their heads and dip that flag or not wear the colors or anything else. I'd rather we just not go. The world hates our guts so much.
There's a way of salvaging this, Phil. We can salvage our relationship with the world. We can get them to like us again and to be friends with us again if we'll just do the things that they ask. They don't want us to keep being as American as...
What does that mean, not being as American as we are? You know...
Well, the way that we're just so American, they don't like it. We have a lot of money, yes, we enjoy our lives, we're very happy people, we are people that like to celebrate, we are people that like to travel. The rest of the world does not do that, Phil. They don't... Well, I was in Canada about 3 weeks ago talking to Janice Ungaro's parents, in fact. Her mother's a delightful woman who said, you know, I just love Americans, except for the fact that you're also, you seem to have more money than I do. And I said, you know what? You've got a really good point there. And so...
What good point?
Well, I came up there and I was buying her lunch. And she said, you know, I'm really resentful of the fact that you're buying me lunch. And I said, I would be happy for you to split the bill with me. And she said, well, I'm not carrying any cash on me right now. And I said, let's put our credit cards in. She said, well, no, I don't have that either. And I said...
Well, then you bought the... Look, what I'm trying to say is...
But she didn't need to have her face rubbed in it by me buying her lunch. This is what the world is talking about. Phil, I just...
All right, let me take a phone call. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Roberta. Hello, Roberta.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes. You know, you want to treat the Americans like they're prisoners. All around the country and all over the world, you see prisoners with their hands behind their back and their heads bowed. What do you want from these Americans? These athletes
we
have
need
to their
do a
heart
little more
and soul
we need to do a little more
to
of
represent
that.
Their country.
Well, why do we have to come into the stadium like we're in Yankee Candle Dandy, laughing
like a prisoner?
And skipping and waving $50 bills?
Why do you want to face them as prisoners instead of the Americans that they are very proud
to
represent and the company and the country that they honor?
Well, what do we have to act so happy for?
We're happy people most of the time until we're getting around some of these foreigners who want everything to be a big, bad pain in the ass everywhere you go.
And would you watch your language, please?
I beg your pardon?
Would you please watch your... Roberta?
Yes?
Are you zipping something up?
No.
What was that?
My door.
I'm curious. What? Your door?
Yeah, I just got home.
Hmm.
I'm on my cell and in my car.
Okay, yeah. Look,
Well, here, I'll tell you something, and Roberta can relate to this film. It's a story of a young woman, 18 years of age. I spent a weekend with two men who worked on my friend's uncle's estate in Mykonos. This is an island in the Aegean Sea.
It you was keep bringing up people we don't understand, we don't know. All
them.
We are going to deal with is what you want to do with our American people. You want to bring up people we have no idea who they are, what they do in their life. All we want
to
know is why
straight.
You do not care enough about the American people.
I love
and
America
athletes,
so far.
You have put your heart and soul in the hard work they're doing.
Roberta,
it's not easy to get out there and do it. You try and do it.
Well, why do you care? You come to Mexico.
You accomplish something that you have worked hard to
do. Well, why do you care? You don't come from this country. So the
I know. I've been born here. My family's been born here.
Well,
so where are you from?
Why do you sound Mexican?
You are not from this country. Otherwise, you would not be so
I beg your pardon,
so
I am.
With the Americans.
But I became a citizen of the world when I made love to two Greek men for an entire weekend.
You know what?
It was thrilling.
You
it was exciting.
That's
you know,
the
Phil,
world.
That when Greek men make love to their women, they're still eating a sandwich or having a cup of coffee. It is a...
And
it's
off-putting. Okay? That ain't got nothing
what
to do with
what the hell has that
Americans.
Got to do with anything?
Got nothing with Americans.
I walked out of that barn into the most beautiful morning I ever encountered. It was the morning I knew I'd become not only a woman, a citizen of the world. I was no longer an American.
You're
well,
not
you
a
know
citizen
what?
Of this world. You're not
all
a
right.
citizen of anyone. Okay, all you want to do is just put your propaganda out there for anybody who can pick it up.
Roberta, I'm
going to
show you that I speak
feet.
Roberta.
You'd be a happy camper. But we're not happy
oh,
about
quit
you.
Mumbling. You secretly wave the flag of Cuba while the Olympics are on.
And that flag can wave and be as strong as ever because
right.
we are American.
Roberta,
citizens.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Go to Ray on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, Phil, good evening. How
yes,
are you
sir.
Today?
Fine.
My comments is in the fall of 1990, I was dispatched to the country of Kuwait to help in the rebuilding of their desalination units. While I was there, I stayed in a place called the Sahara Hen downtown Kuwait, Phil. And the people of Kuwait treated me as though I was royalty. They were so proud of the Americans and what we had done.
Are those the chocolate Reese's?
Are you still
listening? Are you listening to the man?
I'm sorry?
Are you listening to this gentleman?
Anyway, while I was in Kuwait, these folks were so proud of what America had done to save their country. I mean, I had people when I walked the streets that come up to me as individuals and shook my hand and was so proud. The other thing I'd like to comment in is this, is that sometimes to receive good in a country, the bad has to be tore down.
Well, that's true.
And when we go in...
Ray, can you hold on for just a second? I want to get back to your comments because they're very interesting in that you were in Kuwait. Hold on for just a minute. I'm going to take a station break, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show. Can we get clear? Okay, first of all, I want to say a couple of things here. Ms. Gray, are you there?
Yes.
I'd like you to not talk when the callers are on.
First of all, the man that's on right now is incredibly boring.
I don't find him boring at all. He's telling a story.
He is incredibly dull, and I have some shopping that I want to do. So what I was doing is I was buying Frank some socks while he's talking.
Phil, we're back.
We're back. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I have Ray on the line, who was in Kuwait for a couple of years. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, well, anyway, the people showed us great homage there. They were very pleased with what we had done and very thankful. And I suspect the same will be when the Iraqis, when we're done. When we go to the Olympics, our athletes should hold the flag high. They should come in high. When they run, they should run with all their heart. They should represent the United States to the fullest. And if Margaret doesn't like it, she can stay wherever it is that she stays. And if the rest of the world doesn't like it, they don't have to watch. They don't have to show up. But when we go in the fact, when we go in, we need to go in proud, we need to go in honest.
I'm sorry, I got to get going. Is he going to be done soon?
Why don't you listen to what people are saying? Anyway, Ray, very good call, a series of comments. I appreciate
that. Where'd you get her at, Phil?
I beg your pardon?
Phil, where did you... Did
no, you won't talk, you won't
the
talk about me.
At,
you won't talk about me. You'll talk to me.
Phil?
Ray? What's the matter, Ray?
Where
you afraid
you
of a woman?
Woman at?
Are you afraid of me, Ray? Because the athletes can run with all their heart. They just have
never seen, and I am.
Oh, I don't think so, Ray. I had cocktails with Prince Rainier. Have you? No.
Well, I tell you what I did do. I ate with Aziz Abdul Afghani, the third man in the world. So you know what? I'm not here to shoot guns.
You ate with the ugliest man in the world. I don't get that.
But I will tell you this. I haven't laid with every woman in the world like you've laid with the men, okay?
How dare you? I slept with two Greek men. I did not.
United States of America.
I slept with two Greek men.
You stand tall.
All right.
They should run proud.
Thanks very much, Ray. Very good comment. 1-800.
Why do you allow him to insult me?
You brought up a whole weekend you spent with two Greek gardeners.
It was exciting. It was vibrating. How dare you denigrate one of the most moving experiences of my life?
When I walked out of the barn that morning, I felt like I was a citizen of the world.
Yes, that's correct.
I don't think it sounds very...
We shared heroes, what they call giros.
Yeah, I know what they are. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Al. Hello, Al. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Al?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, I would like to ask Margaret, is she proud to be an American?
Am I proud to be an American? That's a great question, Al. It's a really great question. It's a question that I'd like to answer in two ways.
Yes or no. It just takes a yes or no answer.
Well, I want to answer it two ways. First of all, when you say American, what do you mean? Do you mean someone who enjoys travel and has friends on the continent? Or do you mean someone who is more, shall we say, domestic?
I mean that...
He asked you a question.
Well, I want to answer the question, but I want to be clear on what the question means.
The question is, are you proud to be an American citizen? How's that?
To be an American citizen?
That's correct.
All right. And when you say citizen, do you mean born here?
Yes.
Were you born here?
Yes.
Will you answer the man's question? Are you proud to be an American citizen or not?
I won't be spoken to that way.
Well, all you have to do is answer yes or no. Is it that difficult?
No, it's a very simple, and it's a wonderful question. It's a meaningful question.
Well, then answer it.
All right, I will answer it. What was your question? I want to know the wording exactly of the question.
Are you proud to be an American citizen?
Am I proud to be an American citizen? I think it is a very wonderful question to ask.
Then answer it.
I'm going to answer it. But I need, Al, did you just get back from a jog or something because you're...
No, I'll tell you where I came from. I came from work.
Well, what do you do? Do you lift pianos because you sound out of breath?
No, I'm getting perturbed because you refuse to answer.
All right, I'm going to answer. Give me an opportunity to answer.
Then answer it. The guy asked you, are you proud to be an American citizen?
I want both of you to calm down.
Okay, we're calm.
Al, is that your car? Al?
Yes.
Is that your car?
No, that is not my car.
All right, okay. Am I proud to be an American citizen? One might answer that question yes. One might. And one might answer it no.
Well, no.
But when
How do you answer it?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
How do you answer it?
How do I?
One might and might not. Either yes or no.
Look, you are or not. That's your car they're breaking into, or you're breaking into a car. But I keep hearing that.
Never mind where the guy
into
is.
A car.
Al, let's do this. Let's be friends, okay?
Well, I can't be friends if you do not answer my question.
The question is what again?
Are you proud to be an American citizen?
Have
yes
you just gotten out of
no.
the cocktail bar?
Are you asking me to commit politically because I have a great many friends that I could offend with an answer to that question? And
who are you going to
You're
offend?
The one that is making the accusation or a comment saying that we should bow down.
Let me tell you what. I'm going to jump in and I think the athletes ought to not go to the... I'm not saying boycott. I'm just saying if you're any kind of a proud athlete, you shouldn't even go. I realize they train...
How dare you say that?
Why?
They train for a long time to be in the Olympics.
Will you answer this man's question and don't talk to me about what I'm saying?
I forget his question again. I
proud
to be...
Did you just get out of the bar?
Did I just get out of a bar? No.
Yes.
No, I did not.
Then answer the damn question. I'm tired
I just did.
Of waiting here.
I just get out of a bar.
Are you proud to be an American citizen? Yes or no? Are you proud to be an American citizen, Ms. Gray? Yes or no?
I'm going to be taking a tape of this to the Federal Communications Commission.
No, are you proud to be an American citizen? You can take me to the FCC if you want. I want an answer to that question. Are you proud to be an American citizen?
I am proud to be an American, but... The fact
Who's
that
what?
Prince Rainier forgot to send a fruit basket to our hotel really pisses me off.
Oh, you shouldn't talk that way on the air.
You know, here's your song. I'm proud to be an American.
I don't want to hear you sing.
Boop booty doody doody doo.
See, you even forgot the look. The only thing that I'm saying is that if.
You know, Al, you're really pissing me off.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Because when you talk, you offend me. And you offend by the majority of the American citizens.
I'm just wanting the American athletes to shuffle, to kind of
That is
kick their
your opinion.
Did
that
you
is
say
your
this
opinion.
What, the International Olympic Committee would like to use American athletes to carry bags at the hotel?
I thought it would be an idea to help people show that Americans are not all...
Okay. If that's what you want,
yes.
Why don't you take the money that you say you have and give it away?
What does that got to do with American athletes?
And live in the countries that you prefer to live in.
Don't you
because
think
it's
America-
obvious that you do not want to live in the United
I think
States.
Of America is what it's called. And I think that American athletes carrying bags at hotels...
Never mind. Thank you, Al.
God, that was must have been one of the C's chocolates.
1-800-449-8686. Americans toning it down overseas, baby, because we don't want to offend anybody. We don't want anybody to think that we actually like where we live or are proud of who we are or enjoy what we do or are actually happy people. We want to join in the world's depression, frustration. We want to join in the world and put on a scowl. Put on a scowling face. This summer, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the...
I'm sorry, Phil, but I really have got a... Do you have any Claritin there?
Get off. You know, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Toyota owners, tired of paying high gas prices? Well, how about paying...
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The soul of the